We'd like to welcome everyone to the study session, Mesa City Council, for Monday, March 1st, 2010. I'd like to excuse City Manager Chris Brady, who is has a conflict right now. Carrie Kent, deputy or assistant? I can never remember. Deputy City Manager is sitting in. So, Carrie, welcome. First item on the agenda is to review tonight's agenda items. Page 2, anything on page 2? Page 3? Oh, excuse me, sorry.
There's only 3 pages to this, really?
Okay, you want to make it easier for you, Councilman Remember? Richens, item 2, item 3. Page 3. 2.1 will not be part of the consent agenda, so we'll handle that separately. That's a new item. On page 2.
I was wondering if I noticed that item 4D got deleted off the agenda, and it was a pretty big technology purchase. I was curious as to what I think it was the state contract we were buying under, and now we're shifting to something else. Canceling. I was just wondering, what's the plan?
Mr. Mayor, Councilmember Richens, we had some questions raised by one of the other vendors that was working with us as we developed this procurement, and we want to address those questions with them before we move ahead to make sure that there's no issues that we don't know about at this point. So we'll probably be bringing that back at a later point.
Okay. Page 3. Page 4. And page 5. Okay. The next item is to convene an executive session to discuss the meet and confer election. I have a motion from Councilmember Summers, a second by the Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We will now move into executive session and we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you very much for your patience. The next item on our agenda is to discuss and take action on the meet and confer election to designate an employee organization for Mesa Police employees. Before we begin this, I'd just like to just sort of maybe set the stage or say something. This city council is completely indifferent as to which organization is chosen by our police employees to represent them as we move into a meet and confer process. And so, you know, that is for the employees to decide, and we really have no preference, don't care. What we do care about, and we care about very, very intently, is that whatever process is used is deemed to be fair and untainted, and that it follows the rules and regulations or the procedures or however you want to put it, that it's basically a process that is not tainted. So as we move on to discuss this, I think we're pretty unanimous in saying that we should not take anything as being favoring one group over another, but we do favor intently the sanctity of the process and the integrity of the process. So with that, Ms. Spinner, if you would give us a brief or give those around a brief summary of the facts and why we're here anyway.
Okay. Mayor, back in November of 2009, the council approved Management Policy 358, and the policy sets out the process for the city manager and the employee organizations to participate in a meet and confer process. Under the policy, the sworn police employees and sworn fire employees can elect an employee organization to represent them in the meet and confer process. And the policy contemplates an election in October, but the city was working with the employee organizations and was trying to facilitate this, so we accelerated the election process so that we could try and complete the meet and confer process before the fiscal year 2010-2011 budget process was completed. So an election was held in February of this year. The voting was completed last Tuesday, but unfortunately the city received a complaint about 2 weeks ago from one of the police organizations alleging that some improper campaigning was done during the election cycle. The city did an investigation, and we have some information for the council here today. And the council's here to decide what, if any, action should be taken based on the information that we've learned. The complaint was filed by members of the Fraternal Order of Police, the FOP. It claimed that the Mesa Police Association, the MPA, engaged in campaigning that violated the agreement that the parties had going into the election cycle. So these are the facts as I understand them. The policy states that each employee organization has a right to provide a publicity sheet to the city clerk, and that the city clerk will send the publicity sheet of each organization to all employees that are eligible to vote. So all of the sworn police employees would receive a publicity sheet from the MPA and a publicity sheet from the FOP. My understanding is that both FOP and MPA did submit the publicity sheet, and the city clerk did send those out to the eligible employees. The city also agreed under the policy to show both the FOP and the MPA the list of eligible employees that it had, and that the groups were asked to verify the completeness and thoroughness of the list. And it says, the policy says that the parties will review the list with, or the city will review the list with the employee organizations. This too was done. We did go over the list with the employee organizations. During some meetings, the parties agreed that the list would not be shared with anyone else and would not be used for any purpose other than verifying the completeness and thoroughness of the list. What we have learned and what was alleged is that some campaign material was sent out using that list. And the city's investigation showed that an officer for the MPA sent the list of employees from his city email system to the Arizona Police Association, the APA, and the APA used that list and sent campaign materials to the city email systems to the employees.
He sent it from a city computer to his personal email.
Correct, I'm sorry, that's right. He sent it from the city system to his personal computer, then to the APA, who then distributed some campaign material using that list. The FOP alleges that this was inappropriate campaigning and violated what the parties had agreed to, and they've asked the council to take some action based on this conduct. Under the policy, the council has the discretion to take whatever action it deems appropriate.
Okay. Any questions on the fact scenario? Okay. Just to finish up something, I would say that probably the other thing that we are faced with as a council is that every one of us would prefer to be handling some other issue besides this issue. We were hoping that we could have an election that was straightforward, was clean, was easy, and it was actually proceeding that way until this alleged event occurred. And unfortunately, we're faced here with being pulled into a situation that we would prefer not to be, but we'll be here, and we'll try to play Solomon in this and figure out what is the best way to go forward to once again protect the integrity of the process. Councilmember Richens.
What bearing does any decision we make here have on the fire department? Because there's three people having an election here, and the warring parties are in the police department, but the fire department also had an election. And I was just wondering if our motion here would affect anything about that part of the election.
No, it will not. The fire departments, the voting's been completed. There's no allegations. There's no complaints. So we're simply waiting to tabulate the votes.
Okay. I was hoping, I'm trying to buy some time here, but I was hoping to have representatives from both the FOP and the MPA give comments today. I don't see a representative from the MPA here. I don't believe there is one here. Brian Soler from the FOP, if you'd like to take a couple minutes just to maybe address the issue.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor, Council. Sorry that we're here today on this issue. There was an alleged violation of the agreed upon rules by all parties. The rules were set forth and all parties agreed, the city, the police department, the Mesa Police Association, and the Fraternal Order of Police. Email did go out to all members or most of the members of the bargaining unit, and we believe that was a violation of those rules. We brought it to the police chief, and then she turned it over to the city, and you did your investigation. We feel, the FOP feels, that we should not pay any consequences because we followed the rules. We're paying a lot of money for this election. As you know, the city's charging the unions, the fire union, the Mesa Police Association, and the FOP. So each one of us are paying a third. And then if council would just say that the vote is null and void, then we would have to have another election, in which case we'd have to pay an additional 50%. And the Fraternal Order of Police believes we followed the rules. We had rules, we followed those rules, and that we should not have to pay anything out of this. We hope the election goes forward. But, you know, there was a letter out there for 7 of the 8 days that we didn't get a chance to counter because we followed the rules. And all we're asking for is that council take it into consideration. It's unfortunate that we're here, but the FOP does not feel they should be held responsible in any way for this because we followed the rules. And the only thing that the only thing that we're dealing with out of this whole thing is that one complaint for violation of the election rules that were posted well in advance, sent out to everybody in the department, explaining the rules, laying down the rules, and that the violation was done by the other group, and we should not be held accountable or in any way held to standards or whatever, where we're going to have to pay money out on this for following the rules. And it's unfortunate that we're here, and I wish they would have been here to answer some questions too. But like I said, we were willing to work through this, and right now it's where it's at, and I have not heard from the other side at all on this issue.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Suller? Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. In my opinion, what's key here is the integrity of the process, and to make it very clear that, as you stated, the City Council is neutral on the issue of the employee groups. And for me, that is key. It's unfortunate that we're here. I do have a motion that I would like to offer for consideration. My motion is in three parts. So bear with me. I have written it out, but I tried to break it into three parts so that it's understandable. It's one motion. I move that, number one, the city nullify the police department employee portion of the election. Number two, we direct the city clerk to not officially tabulate the results for the police department. Number three, police department employees will be eligible to participate in another meet and confer election in the next cycle, which is October 2010. That's my motion.
Thank you. We have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second? Second. We have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second by Councilmember Richens. Do we have any questions or comments? Councilmember Fenter.
Thank you, Mayor. I think it's unfortunate that this process has been tainted with accusations and threats of lawsuits. I'm supporting the motion. I think it's in the best interest of the citizens of Mesa that we start over. Get this thing done. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Richens. We'll go to Vice Mayor.
I second the motion because I want to, the process is important, but I do have a quick question. Is what rules were they negotiate under for this budget cycle should this motion pass? What's the framework of negotiations going to look like? If we don't have this employee rule that we are going to pass, what are they going to, what's their framework?
We still have a meet and discuss in which any employee can come meet with the city manager and discuss issues with them. So that is still available to all police employees, including the organizations.
Which would basically not change. In other words, status quo would be maintained. Both groups have been meeting under meet and discuss for the last
number of years.
So that would just continue through this budget cycle.
That's correct.
And we would have an election in October that would determine the single group that then would go and participate in meet and confer going forward.
That's correct.
Okay. So that would preserve the rights of all police employees to continue to discuss during the employee negotiations.
Okay. Vice Mayor?
Well, I will say I'm not just disappointed. I'm very disappointed that a process that we thought would be straightforward shouldn't have to have sanctions spelled out in it, but apparently that's what we're going to have to do in order to keep basically child's play from happening again, because that, in my view, is what has taken place. This is a serious matter. It's important to a lot of people, and this isn't something that you play games at. It is to be straightforward, follow the guidelines that were set, and because that has been tainted, and for us, we have to make sure that we maintain integrity in the whole process, and I cannot just allow, because of what took place, to declare a winner or non-winner. So I'm fully in support that we maintain, that we do not recognize the vote as it has gone right now because of the circumstances, but before the election to come in October, we need to have in that process spelled out very specifically sanctions or consequences for what amounts to childish behavior.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments? Councilman Richens.
The question may be asked, well, why don't we just do another election here real quick? Why are we putting off an election till October? And I think that's probably important to articulate to people who may be interested in this process.
The practical reason for that is we are already in the budget season. The council had a discussion on the budget forecast last week. And the intent is that meet and confer, to be effective, it has to be completed before the council has completed the budget review process. So that if we had an election in March and it ended in March, there's really not sufficient time to engage in the meet and confer process and have any practical results in time for the council to consider the fiscal year 10-11 budget.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else? I'd just like to say one thing in full disclosure. No, this isn't bad. I actually had a chance to meet with leadership of both the FOP and the MPA on Friday. During those discussions, I encouraged both of them to try to work together to come up with some solution that was fair and that was equitable. And hopefully, you know, the MPA especially, that they would look at ways that they could find some way to create something that would help us to avoid this situation. It's unfortunate that they were unable to do that. And in fact, the MPA did send the council and the council members a letter basically rejecting that approach. And since they're not here, I guess their letter has to stand for what they said, denying that anything wrong was done and basically stating that there was procedures that should have been put in place, and which, you know, just to clarify and to make sure we all understand that the procedures that were used, the election were negotiated, were agreed upon by all parties, and those were the ones that were being followed. As Ms. Spinner said, all parties agreed to follow certain rules. We will admit that there were not specific sanctions included in those rules, because as the Vice Mayor said, we hope that everyone would play right. And I think it's clear that we did not have this situation at this time. The other thing is that I feel badly for the police officers who are members of both organizations. It is unfortunate that sometimes the acts of a few affect many. We would prefer that this not be the case, because it certainly creates a situation that some would cast as being unfair. That's just the way it is. Sometimes when certain individuals violate rules, there are consequences that impact a lot of people and a much greater number of people than were ever involved in any of the acts themselves. And I think we have that situation here, where we have all the members of our police force, those that are the sworn police officers, who are will be affected by this, and I feel badly for that, because I think they deserve to have a system that gives them representation that they choose. They will continue to have representation through the meet and discuss, but we had worked to bring this system in, and we had worked diligently with all the groups to set up a system that would provide for a fair process, and that's been violated in my mind. Therefore, I will be supporting also the motion. And I hope that, you know, as we go forward, both groups and the members figure out a way to get it right next time. I know that you take this seriously. I hope you do. But, you know, darn it, we shouldn't be here. And that's unfortunate. And I hope they get it right. I hope they learn to have disagreements in a non-disagreeable manner. Maybe I'm naive in that can possibly happen. But I hope that next time we have an election that's fair and complete, and that the process is not tainted at all. So I will be supporting the motion. So if there's no further discussion, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The voting is unanimous and the motion carries. The next item on the agenda is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Okay. There being none, Mr. Brady. Oh, wait. Councilmember Higgins.
Oh. Councilmember Richens, would you like to talk about or talk to Bob?
How can we not go by without Councilmember Richens?
Oh, nice quiet weekend.
It was a nice drive.
Saturday, we dragged 1,500 of our closest friends out of bed early. 1,600? 1,700?
200 extra.
Oh, we dragged lots of people out of bed on a Saturday morning to do about 30 different service projects around Mesa. I have to, in particular, thank our council staff and our neighborhood outreach staff, and especially our volunteer coordinator and new mother, Katie Brown, for the great work that they did getting this put together, as well as our senior staff for doing a project, and all the other folks from Solid Waste. And I don't have time to list everyone, and I'm going to miss somebody, but I want to say thanks for the great work that our city did in helping facilitate this project. Multiple sponsors for the project. It was just really, really a great event, and I appreciated all the time that people took to help build a better Mesa and to spruce up the place right before spring training. I think West and Northwest Mesa looks fantastic, and even parts of East Mesa for
parts.
That matter. So
all
of all the
parts.
That's a very nice looking bridge.
No. So anyway, it was a really neat event. Thank you to Council Members Kavanaugh and Higgins for their participation as well.
Great. Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, I had the opportunity to attend the 50th annual Optimist Barbecue out at Sunshine Acres on Sunday. And even though there was torrential rain for most of the day, over 1,200 people came out to enjoy some awesome barbecue and support Sunshine Acres. And Mayor, I think you were out serving food. I missed you, though.
I was.
Yes.
I was there for a couple hours and had a great time serving food. What an incredible organization and a real gem in Mesa. We have a lot of gems in Mesa, especially as it relates to organizations that help help other people. And I've talked about this a lot. Most of them grew organically from the efforts of a few people into community efforts. And Sunshine Acres is no different. Over the last, 50 years ago, if you can imagine how far out in the middle of nowhere Higley Road and about Thomas is. At that time, it was, even when I was growing up, it was at the end of a dirt road. Sunshine Acres gets no city funds, state funds, federal funds. They don't solicit. They have a few events like this, which are put on by others, and they change lives and do a great job doing it. And they have a lot of people who are just incredibly committed to their mission and who give willingly and who give generously. And even to get 1,200 people out there on a cold and rainy and windy day was pretty incredible. So that was a great experience for me too. So thank you very much. Councilmember Summers.
Mayor, you and I and Dina had a very busy day apparently on Saturday because we all attended the Police Department Appreciation Day. That was a packed event over at the Public Safety Training Facility. We had the estimate somewhere around 1,000 or 1,500 people show up and to show appreciation for the police officers and what they do.
And that's right. I also had an opportunity to be there. It was a great event. And our chief in waiting, I guess you might want to call him, Chief Frank Milstrid, who we were introduced on Friday and we'll take action on tonight, was there and never made it over to eat because he was, as you can well imagine, mobbed by people wanting to meet the new the proposed new chief. So it was a great event, and enjoyed that after, especially after being top to bottom and seeing all the bridge painting and cleaning up and everything. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Thursday night, I think six of the seven council members were at the Arizona Museum for Youth for the opening of the play ball exhibit, and that is an amazing expansion of the Cactus League exhibit, spring training exhibit, first started by the Mesa Historical Museum and now moved to a much larger setting at the Arizona Museum for Youth. There were over, I think, 250 people, including Governor Mofford, who was the guest of honor. I think the reporter from Major League Baseball called it a dazzling exhibit. And it's one that I think will be very popular for its run there over the next 6 months or so. So we encourage everybody to go see that.
Thank you. Councilman Richens reminded me that two or three of us, and we're at the Friends of Transit Conference in downtown Phoenix on Friday. And I don't know why, but they asked me to give some opening remarks. And as the wife of our esteemed Deputy City Manager, Brian Rame, said, what did she say? I made
pithy comments.
She watches way too much of Bill O'Reilly. That's all I can say. That was a privilege. This is a conference held annually. And what were there, Councilman Richards? 250, 300 people, more than that? There was a lot. There was a lot, and it gave us the opportunity to talk about transit, transportation in general, but mainly light rail and bus and those things. So I appreciate the opportunity to share a few little pithy remarks with the Friends of Transit and thank them for that opportunity. Okay. We covered it all. Good. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. We're just trying to remind the Mayor and Council that tomorrow, to really continue to kick or to celebrate the success that we've enjoyed with the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, there will be an event to present keys to the first home buyers in this program. It'll be at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and it'll be in District 4. So I invite you to be part of that. And then we'll be having our study session on the 4th at 7:30 in the morning, and then later that day will be first another doing business with Mesa from 2 to 4 at the Mesa Arts Center. That's where we try to encourage local businesses to come in and learn more about the city's procurement processes and how they become informed about opportunities. And then finally, that is the that afternoon, council is invited to attend the Cactus League or the Cubs spring training opening game versus the Oakland A's. So I invite you all to be part of that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Any other comments, questions? Okay. Thursday study session. Did you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Mayor, I have an annual physical on that day, so I'm going to be absent.
I'm so looking forward to
it. I was going
to
say, we don't need any details on that, Councilmember Summers. We'll take your word for it.
It's my turn for my
and if you could 20-minute treadmill. If you could refrain from giving detailed report on that also, please.
I shall.
Kind of pithy.
That's right. Why not for the council members? No pithy report. Okay. All right. You have a motion to adjourn, Councilman Kavanaugh, second from the Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. We'll see you upstairs. Thank you.